Dalet ER May 9th. Pitch Kuf Dalet.
No, it's not. It's just
the Oda Vemuna. So, Revolba has told us, shown us from Kuzri that imagination, visualization is a better word, of things, a very strong force behind the Muna. And he said, imagine the scenes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu singing Shira. So, Al Matan Torah Nitztavino Ladas Ramban Bala. Here's a quote from the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos, where he counts which mitzvos should be in Taryag, and the Ramban has Hasagos, where he defends the Baal Halachas Gedolos from the Rambam's questions and contentions, and the Ramban also makes his own count. So this is the Ramban's Hasaga on the second mitzvah. Shelo nishkach mamet hasinai v'lo nasiro somidateinu. That we shouldn't forget mamet hasinai, we shouldn't remove it from our minds. Avliyia einenu v'libeinu sham kol hayamim. Our eyes and our hearts should be there, should be at Har Sinai, all the days. V'hu amra yis'ali yisham alecho shmur nafshachem od pentishkach hasbar masheroh v'enecha v'fein yasir m'lvavacha kol yimecha yachav v'adatam l'v'enecha v'nevenecha yama shamad l'v'nei Hashem l'kecha b'chorev. The Pasuk in V'oschanan. Guard yourself, watch yourself very much, lest you forget the things your eyes saw, lest you remove them from your heart all the days of your life, and you shall make them known to your children and to your children's children. The day you stood before Hashem Elkecha in Chorev. Our connection to we learned Torah connects us all the way back to Har Sinai. We're supposed to remember Har Sinai. And he said, according to Ramban, that's a loss to say in the Torah, not to forget it. Yitayr no hamayim la atzma echu ba atzma omid b'tach tzahar yachid and kol shishim ribo miyisrael. The believer should picture for himself how he himself is standing at the foot of the mountain with the 600,000. Ahar bar va'esh alev ha-shamayim u'moshe rabbeinu barosh ahar. The mountain is burning with fire all the way up to heaven, and Moshe Rabbeinu is standing at the head of the mountain. U'shomeya b'nevua dibur anochi v'lo yilachom mipi agvura. He hears prophetically. It's not exactly like auditory hearing, but anochi and lo yilacha. He's like recoils backwards, misalef mirov ema v'fachad, and he faints from so much fear and trepidation. As Chazal say, as parcha nishmasim, their souls left, they passed out. Barak tal shel tchia, and only a dew of resurrection. Hanasuch olav mishorash haTorah b'mromim was poured upon him from the root of the Torah in the heavens, Mechayehu, brings him back to life, and Mekarveyu l'shmo ha'dvar ma'atuman, and is able to draw him near to hear the words until their end. Ve'ich inu posek achakach mi'lishtomim al gadlus kazos shezachalo v'toch lo Yisrael. And afterwards, how he can't stop wondering and being astounded about the great godless that he merited among Klal Yisrael. L'shmo elokim ha'chayim midaber el ha'odom v'chay. Which Torah emphasized, to remember that, how you heard Hashem speaking literally to you. Deruach Kadisha Beyu Miskayim. Must be the Targum Onkelos of that. The Pasuk says that how you heard Hashem your God speak to you and you lived, and the Targum is that Ruach HaKodesh was in you and you were able to sustain that. Nepahu Adam Yisrael Lish Acher. He, the Yid, is turned to a different person. Yan Nisgala Ruach HaKodesh Bekiru. Ruach HaKodesh was revealed within him. Chiyus Nitzchus, eternal life. V'imzos, and notwithstanding this, Humischanin Lefnei Moshe Rabbeinu Davar Ata Imanu. He pleads with Moshe Rabbeinu, you should speak to us. Jewish people approached Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we heard the first two dibros. We can't take more. Ki yarei hu lanafsha pen yamos. Im Yosef od l'shmo es kol Hashem. Because he was afraid for his life that he would die if he would hear more from the voice of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu mitzdar al kach. And Moshe Rabbeinu was pained over this. Ki amdo meirachak meirov yira. Ki amdu meirachak meirov yira. They stood from afar out of too much fear. Velo gavra behem rov ava ladavar ladvar Hashem l'shma kol atara kul mipivis barach. We always have a tension between avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. Obviously, the Jewish people saying you should speak to us, not Hashem, because it's too much, is a sense of yira. We're not deserving. Moshe Rabbeinu was pained that the sense of Ava, wanting to draw near to Hashem, wanting to experience that, should have trumped the feeling of Yira. This Ava didn't defeat the fear of death, which is an interesting criticism. But it was actually viewed as a chasaron, that the Jewish people didn't feel compelled to want to hear Hashem's voice anyway. But in any event, that's the experience of Har Sinai. Mi shenecheras belibo tzir chai me'amitas ha'maimed b'Har Sinai, a person who has it carved in his heart, a living image of the truth of Har Sinai, v'yu'ena v'libo sham kol yamim, and his eyes and his heart are there all the days. It's the wording of the Ramban. Yizgaber koach emunaso, the strength of his emuna will be burgeoned, will be strengthened. The gam yimtza besichlo tamid mahalach eson levasis emunaso. He'll also find in his mind an approach, a constant approach to serve as a foundation for his emuna. B'yeda ma lahashiv lapikaris. And he'll know what to respond to an apikaris. In other words, he's not talking about an intellectual thing here. But some people just have a strong yamuna, and nothing's going to shake it. So he's telling us that visualization helps strengthen the yamuna. First of all, in general, he feels a greater sense of yamuna, and when the challenge comes up, he feels a stronger, more firmly based response. V'hine divrei yameinu hina meleim u'gedushim mitziurim shal yofi gadlus v'emes lahafli. Our history, I mean, including the Tanakh, words of Chazal, are full and overflowing with images of the beauty and the greatness to an incredible degree. And machaya tziurim ka'ela belibo, a person who gives vitality to these images in his heart, he knew nimta tamid bechevra shemna tzaddik. He is constantly, really, in the company of shemna tzaddik. Shergam Alexander Mokdan his bata lefanav. That's the famous report of Chazal. Alexander the Great got off his horse and bowed to him. Bechevra's hill hazak in Rabbi Akiva. He's with Hillel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeva Abaye, Yudan Nasi, and Abaye and Rabbeva. Cholosh Yosef, Lahakir, Gedoli Yisrael, Vahova, Vahavar. All the more that he comes to recognize the Gedoli Yisrael in the present and the past. Yitos v'lo tziyur me'amitas tarasenu HaKadosh. Add to him, again, imagination is not the right word. It's a visualization of the truth of the Torah. A nichnas la omkam shel advarim roa ba'alil, the person who enters into.
We didn't do reenactments. It's interesting.
Yeah. It's also interesting because about Mamet Har Sinai, the Torah itself says, "Remember that you didn't see any image."
Right.
But that just means that Hashem Himself is no image. But the grandness of the scene. I think our general Masar is opposed to reenactments insofar as they fall short.
Right.
You know, what's his name? Who's the actor in Ten Commandments? Or Charles Charles.
I was just thinking that was an awesome scene there in the splitting of the Yom Kippur. I watched it when I was a little boy. I still remember it.
Right, so it's good, but most things are going to miss.
Yeah, sure.
Some of the
made a big impression.
Yeah. The truth is, there is more art today that's being produced by Torah true people.
Right, Mishkan Illuminated.
Mishkan and Vivid Hagadahs and things, and I think that's helpful. I think the greater Chacham is more doesn't want to tie it to one particular person. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Avraham Avinu.
He suggests that you should in your mind,
right,
definitely feel the three.
Yeah, I think the mile of doing it in one's mind rather than actual
so
is
we
like to make the personage of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, you know, they define him to one. You sure that's how it was? Yeah.
It's one of the six remembrances that we read after Shacharit. So that's why he's
right. So he says a person who enters into the depth of these things will see clearly. Rabbeinu likes to see clearly. Ki avodas emuna makifa es kol ha'adam. The service of emuna encircles or envelops the entire person. Kol ha'Torah v'chol ha'mitzvos, the gam kol chayei olam hazeh, the whole Torah, all the mitzvos, and all of life in olam hazeh. Yoser midai hishtalta hashigra aleinu, ve'inenu choshem odam kach. Too much. Shigra means like habit.
Rote,
that's a good word. Has been sholed over us, has dominated us. And we don't think about this. What do you mean? I'm from Guy, I'm doing the mitzvahs. Contempt. I get up every day and I do the chiyuv I'm supposed to do. So I don't need the imagination and visualization. But the problem is that it makes it dry. When a person who works to strengthen and deepen his emunah, he approaches every act of mitzvah with kavana. Shemitzvah tashir rosh and believe that it should leave an impression in his heart. Kol amen shu ona v'chol bracha shu mevarach ani amen. He responds every bracha he makes. Kol mitzvah shu makayim, every mitzvah he fulfills. V'chol daf gemara shu lomed, every page of Gemara that he learns. Kol makasher osa b'kesher amitz v'berkayim emunosa. It all ties him with a strong knot and lasting knot with his emuna. I already gave an introduction to this parak, the words of Chazal about a person who answers Amen with all of his force, that opens up the gates of Gan Eden. The Divrei HaRamban al Inyan Kol HaMitzvos, and Ramban about mitzvos and faith. How is Amunah supposed to get stronger by learning Gemara? I don't do it, I'll understand it, but where's the emunah? Bazeh madrich ha-son of Haramban, behemshech dvar of Hanal, al-zachirus mamad ha-sinai. For the answer to that, we can find in the words of Ramban the continuation of his words about mamad ha-sinai, again, from the Ramban, in mitzvos. So I think we're just about out of time, but he's going to say that that's what you're doing when you're learning. When you're teaching and learning Torah, you're extending the memory of Har Sinai.